Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There are some stories that our wives love.
Yeah.
That we men like to joke about here in the break room.
Well, they ain't for us.
Yeah. Well, there's a dirty little secret men have.
What's going on?
We like these stories too. Because they carry the dad and old guy brands we love. That is.
Yeah.
Until now.
What happened?
Because this story is letting us know we not cool guys are going to have to find a new place to get affordable fashions we think make us look cool. You hanging out in the break room? That's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy, your wife's favorite store in Pittsburgh is?
Marshalls.
Marshalls.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Marshalls. And every man jokes about their spouse and Marshalls. But the fact is, whether it's Marshalls or TJ Maxx mm-hmm. or Bertha Decoat Factory or any kinds of those places, we guys don't hate them.
Well, there is a section for us.
There's a big section for us.
Oh, yeah, yeah, not
big
bad.
Big-ass
not bad.
Section. And we can get some cool dad brand name threads at low, low prices, right?
Well, you can get some of the top names in the biz.
That's right. Until now.
Right, what happened?
So designer brands have decided to start pulling their products from these types of stores.
Oh. That's why my wife goes to these stores.
No, okay.
I thought that was the biggest draw,
that
really.
Is.
Yeah. It was.
You feel like you're getting a deal on
you score,
something
man.
Quality. Yeah.
Tommy Bahama, no lie.
So the ones that will affect all we dads out there,
yeah.
Under Armour, Ralph Lauren, and Levi's say they're going to start pulling their brands from Marshalls, TJ Maxx, Bertha Decoat Factory. One retail analyst says it's because it's more profitable for these companies to sell their extra stuff through their own outlet stores. And they are seeing that selling in discount stores are hurting their brand images. So it turns out that Under Armour, Ralph Lauren, and Levi's don't want some 40-year-old fat dad rocking these things. It's not helping their image, Tom.
All right.
So what are we supposed to do as men now? 222-6000?
To get them a discount.
Well, there's always Kohl's.
Kohl's is good.
Yeah,
everyone Kohl's, loves Kohl's.
Solid dad choice.
But here's the thing. There was a time.
There was a time.
When there were plenty of dad stores to go get what you needed clothes-wise. They had everything at Sears.
Sears, Penny's.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice pair of slacks and a belt sander.
Mm-hmm.
But now, as the retail marketplace is shrinking, those options are going away. And even worse, no man outside of a man in their 20s wants to pay full price for clothes.
No.
There's a reason why every guy you see walking around is wearing an Under Armour hoodie on top of a pair of Levi's blue jeans. They got it at Marshalls.
Yes.
What dad retail store is left?
There ain't.
222-6000.
There is one that does sell clothes.
What's that?
But you hate when I bring it up.
What's that?
BJ's.
BJ's
sells clothes.
You can't buy
your
clothes
at BJ's. Yeah, but
I wouldn't
consider
yes,
that like
can.
A clothing no. store. No, like, maybe you pick something up while you're there, but would you go there just for clothes
You may
shopping?
Have to now. Okay. If they've shut down all my other dad options.
Look, if you buy your jeans folded up on a wooden pallet underneath a paper sign telling you how much it costs, it's over for you, man. Like, at least Marshall still gives you the impression that you're kind of trending.
Mm-hmm.
You buy your jeans at
in
BJ's,
bulk.
It's over, man. I got a 15-pack of black socks with gold toes on them.
I got a Tommy Bradenton.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
If your husband bought clothes at BJ's, how would you feel about that?
I would be surprised.
The first time he got one. I mean, a discount on clothes.
He said a discount
okay,
on clothes.
Okay, all right. I would be surprised because he's somebody who normally goes for like those brand name kind of things.
Yeah, but he's also a big boy. And they sell some big boy clothes at BJ's.
No, they don't sell big boy clothes at BJ's.
They sell
do
wide.
No,
they got because, the new no, wide section. Big wide guy.
Here's the thing. I think he's more, he's focused on the fit of things. Okay. And if,
he's fashionable.
He wouldn't be against buying clothes from there, but he just says, you know, they just don't fit as well.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the thing. Old Navy was a go-to for dads at one point.
Yeah.
But it seems even they've started catering back towards kids again. I was in there with my girls like 2 weeks ago, and I would look like a complete idiot in most of the stuff that they had.
The
there.
Old Navy?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Bro, like, I have aged out of Old Navy somehow.
Wow. Somehow? So, you got old.
Well, no, but you used to wear Old Navy like 10 years ago, and you was old as crap.
Yeah.
Now you older than crap.
They had a grandpa section.
So I don't even know where to go anymore if they're going to start pulling this kind of dad stuff out of Marshalls and TJ Maxx and Burlington.
Is Penny's still open?
Yeah.
Penny's would be your option.
Well, Macy's is good. They
got Macy's, but Macy's, yeah.
What is it?
They're kind of hipster, right? I don't know.
Well, no, I mean, they got everything at Macy's.
All right, so I would say Macy's or Penny's.
But here's the problem with Macy's. Mm. Macy's is either, like, really expensive or, like, cheap, a dollar, yeah. Right? Like, there's no in-between at Macy's. Mm. And it's also funny, like, you go into Macy's, like, this blazer was $800. Now it's $7. Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, volume.
It's 6 months later. Like, okay, now it's a $7 blazer. Enjoy that. 226,000. Marshall's, TJ Maxx, Burlington Coat Factory, stores like that, the secondary discount stores, are now going to be affected by name brands that are pulling their items from these stores. The ones that will affect dads the most, Under Armour, Ralph Lauren, and Levi's. Am I saying Ralph Lauren the right way?
Ralph Lauren.
Oh, that's right.
Ralph Lauren.
Okay.
Ralph Lauren.
Ralph Lauren.
Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren.
Let's talk to Petey's on CMF. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good. So I'm a dad, 37, and I don't really care about the name brands. Half my clothes I get for work or just outside is at Costco now, and more or less they have good warm clothing for the winter.
Pete, when did you make the Costco transition?
When I started working with my business partner 2 years ago, he's in his 60s, and he got me into the clothes.
Okay, gotcha. Wait a minute, Pete. You're going to call up to defend. You make the statement they have good warm clothes and
at
then
Costco.
Follow it up with my 60-year-old business partner got me into them.
I want to be warm in the winter when I'm working. I don't want to be cold, and I don't care about, you know, spending the money for a name brand clothing. I'd rather just be warm and have good clothes hold up while I'm working.
So let's say if you're going to take your wife out on a Saturday night, what do you wear?
Well, I still have, like, my polo shirts that I've had worn in the past for, like, golf or for other events.
All right, so Kimmy is snickering off, Mike. Mm-hmm. What is making you laugh about what Pete just said?
No, the polo was, like, I mean, because I'm not that far off of Pete's age. Like, that was, like, the look for us when we were kids. Like, the popped collar polo look.
Hey, Pete, how many different Looney Tunes characters do you have on your polo shirts?
None, just the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Solid.
No. Can you wear a Bills polo
dad look.
On a
that
Saturday
a dad
date
look.
Night?
Yeah. No, you can't do that, Pete. You can't wear a Bills polo on a date.
Why?
He's embracing his
team.
He's embracing his dadness. You
yeah,
gotta
but
give
dadness
it to
doesn't get you laid on a Saturday night in a Buffalo Bills polo shirt.
Do you think you're getting laid anyways?
That's what date night is. Date night is
no, but,
for the vagina.
No, but I'm saying, like, do you think, like, she's going to, like, do that just because you have a Buffalo Bills
well,
logo?
Well, step it up
she knows
little.
What you dress like.
So you're saying it doesn't matter?
I don't think it matters.
We're not doing it?
No,
it's
not like you're good.
Yeah.
Right. Get a couple of glasses of red wine in her, and we're all good for the rest of the night.
All right.
Petey, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good
pump
rest
her
of
full
the day.
Of wine first.
Like, I just had a flashback to every guy at Agatina's when I was a kid when my dad would take me out. Right?
Everybody had a polo shirt on.
Right, polo shirt with a sports logo on it.
Yeah, you're right.
Right?
That
Sabres,
was the look.
Bills.
That was the dress look. And
like,
khakis.
I don't think you were allowed in Agatina's in the summertime in the 90s if you didn't have a Yankees polo shirt on.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
226,000, we're talking about dad stores. Now that Marshall's and TJ Maxx and Burlington Coat Factory is pulling back their name brand, Sears isn't a thing anymore. Retail is harder to find.
Where do the dads go?
Where
they're squeezing dads out.
Let's
where
talk.
Have all the dads gone?
Long time.
They've gone to Costco's long ago.
John says there's a store we're forgetting about.
Ah, okay, what's that?
He's on CMF. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
Hey, you forgot Sierra Trading Post.
My husband likes that one.
Okay, I've never been inside the Sierra Trading Post.
Where's
it's
that
like
at?
It's like a Marshall's, but for like outdoorsy stuff.
Is it at the mall?
It's
in
Henrietta.
They got all of the outdoorsy brands.
Okay, but like again, there's only so many places you can wear a pair of khakis that turns into a pair of shorts.
Not really.
But what does it say on a date night, I want to bang and do date night inside?
They have the stuff like that.
Yeah,
there.
They have casual clothes too.
Okay,
it's not just outdoors.
I've never been inside. It's fine. Look, he's getting bit by mosquitoes.
No,
he looks sexy.
John's right. That's a dad store. If you walk in
sounds
there,
expensive,
you're
going to
be.
Anytime they put like a...
No, it's like Marshall's for outdoor stuff.
Oh, anytime I hear like Sierra, you know, like a fancy area in the country, I figure I'm getting hosed.
To his point, that might be why some dads stay away. That sounds too fancy.
It does sound... Who can go to the Sierra?
John, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
You got it.
Right, and I always get the Sierra and the Sahara mixed up. I know they're both hot.
You're talking, but I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what is happening right now. I tried to send you home after your stupid joke in the last break. You wouldn't go home.
What was it again?
I forget. That's how dumb it was.
It's Thanksgiving night. Thanks, Wizen.
Thank you for that.
There it is.
I have a vision of every guy shopping inside the Sierra Trading Post as Bob Vila.
Kimmy does not know who Bob Vila is.
You don't know
is.
Who Bob Vila is?
Of course I can't picture Bob Vila.
Tim Allen.
She's dead.
Okay.
From Home Improvement.
Oh.
Did everybody look like that? Flannel over like khaki pants?
No.
With boots?
Yeah, they had the boots.
But they're kind of boots or kind of sneakers, right?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. 2 to 6,000. But listen, in all sincerity, as we talk about this, the hardest age to buy clothes as a man is 30 to 49 years old. Because you're too old to look trendy, but you're too young to want to dress old. And there really isn't anything affordable that caters to you without being super cheap.
It's the dead zone.
Because like, you can go to Walmart, you can go to Target, but those clothes last like three washes and they're totally shot, right? And I don't want to buy a $90 hoodie from Eddie Bauer or Land's End and look like an Eastside douchebag. Like, we men are wandering in the wilderness with no place to go, Tom.
I know.
Right? 2226,000.
Where's your Moses?
Anthony might be our Moses.
Okay.
He's on CMF. Anthony, how are you, buddy?
Where's Moses?
Hey, what's going on?
Yes.
How about Kohl's?
Well, Kimmy brought up Kohl's earlier. Kimmy did bring
big
up Kohl's.
Big dad store.
You a big Kohl's guy?
Kohl's isn't too bad. I get jeans there. I get khakis there. I get shorts, polos, the whole nine. And it's not too expensive because Macy's is a little nuts, but it's just beneath Macy's and like JCPenney's where it's in that affordable range, you know?
So I told you, my brother, big Kohl's guy.
Okay.
He like hoards his Kohl's cash and will brag to me at certain points of the year how much Kohl's cash he has.
He's sitting on?
Yes. Like, and he's not being funny. Right. Like, he's being sincere. Bro, go like $80 of Kohl's cash
Nice.
$80 of Kohl's cash right now. So, Anthony, how much Kohl's cash do you have at the moment?
My wife has quite a bit. She stocks up on it. I'm not even going to try and lie. She's bought a few outfits with us just recently, actually.
You know what this guy sounds like?
Classy Ben.
Yes, thank you.
Who the hell?
You don't want to know.
But it's a compliment, right?
Yeah, no, it's good. It's better than being regular Ben. Anthony, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Kohl's. Is it weird? I feel weird walking into a Kohl's, too.
I haven't been in a Kohl's in years.
I've been in a Kohl's like four times. And like I can appreciate what Kohl's is.
Yeah. But it's nice that I went out in Webster. I used to go to all the time.
But it reminds me of my dad. And I don't want to walk around in a Michigan J Frog polo shirt.
But you're heading in that direction,
no,
my man.
You don't have to though, man. You don't have to.
Because at some point you're just gonna go F it.
But I'm not
I ain't got the time and I don't care.
No, I got it. I understand that.
But I know you're holding on to your groovy glasses and you wear a skull cap inside.
Hey, what old man
I'm gonna be hat guy inside.
What old man brand are those strappy boots you're wearing this morning? You bitch.
What's actually the name? Bitch Boots.
You Bitch Boots?
Yeah, Peter Frampton Bitch Boots.
The other funny thing, too, is the transformation that some of these brands have made over the years. Like, we were talking about how Under Armour, Ralph Lauren, Levi's, just some of the companies that say they're pulling their brands out of Marshall's, TJ Maxx. 25 years ago, and Kimmy can back me up on this.
What's up?
Under Armour was a hot and trendy thing. Because, like, I remember reps from Under Armour coming to my high school when I was a freshman.
Sell you clothes?
Directly sell us the stuff that no one had ever heard of.
Mm.
Those tight shirts that would keep you warm, right?
Yeah.
Now, Under Armour is exclusively a dad brand.
But here's the thing. Some guys wear that out. That's all they wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not. It's supposed to be Under Armour.
Well, no, but now they make everything.
Like no, they've made everything armor. Now. I mean,
Under
it's.
Armor.
It looks ridiculous.
I think it's Under Armour has. No. Well, they have tight stuff. They have other stuff, too. Mm. But I think Under Armour has made it easy for guys to put together outfits, and I think that's why guys like Under Armour. Because they make, like, the same shirt in every different color, and it's kind of athletic-looking, but also kind of dressy-looking, so you just feel like you're nailing it with whatever you're wearing it to.
You feel like when you put it on, you're not fat, but you look muscular
because
it's kind of athletic.
Because it's pushing everything in.
Yeah, a little bit of that. Yeah. And like, but it's funny, Kimmy, I think you can back me up on this, too. When you see a kid or a teenager in Under Armour, the only reason they're wearing it is because their parents bought it for them at Marshall's without them being there, right?
Okay.
And it's just so weird how over 20 years it went from like the hottest, coolest
young
guy thing.
Well, because we grew up with Under Armour, so it's like now it's the old thing.
But like Adidas has been around for multiple generations, so is Nike, so is Vans.
Well, maybe Under Armour will come back around again.
Let's hope.
226,000. We'll take one more call before we move on. Dads without a place to go to buy affordable and good-looking clothes. Eric's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Eric, how are you, buddy?
Good. I was thinking about Walmart or Tractor Supply in Greece.
I didn't even know they had clothes.
Tractor Supply? Tractor
Well, yeah, because some of the tractors run on clothes. It's part of the supplies there. What do you buy clothes-wise at Tractor Supply?
Winter clothes for outside work.
Okay, but not like stuff you'd wear, like Tommy said, to a date.
No, there's nice sweaters there, too. Nice shirts for going out to dinner. Absolutely.
They have nice dinner shirts at Tractor Supply.
I mean, Eric knows better than us.
Well, but I mean...
No, I always figured that's like a hardware store.
Yeah.
You know, I'm fixing my tractor.
Tractor Supply.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is, but they got a clothing section, too. Perfect size.
Okay.
Have you gotten laid in your Tractor Supply outfit?
Yes.
Then that's it. That should be their logo.
Okay, but wait a minute.
She not only teaches you tractor sexy, your ass sexy.
But hold on, we're taking a lot of Eric and his word here, right? One, nice.
Eric sounds like that kind of guy.
What, are you getting laid on Tractor Supply outfits?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's a place to go.
Eric, the new pitch man for Tractor Supply. It's a place to go to get laid at my shirt.
He's got rough hands and a soft touch.
Eric, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, there goes Eric.
All right, Tractor Supply. Here's a tip.
When he said that, I thought he was kidding. He was not.
Yeah. I didn't know that either. Like,
I had no idea they had clothes.
Yeah, or you dress your line.
Bro, again, it's all subjective. What's nice? We don't know Eric.
He said sweaters.
Like. He sent sweaters? Is that? I thought your husband was fashionable. He sent sweaters.
Here's the thing, though. Eric is like the kind of guy that's going to go buy that no matter if it's at Tractor Supply or Costco or Marshall's or wherever. He's probably going to find the same looking kind of thing anyways.
Okay. Yeah.
So you might as well get it where you can get all your other stuff, too.
I need a carburetor and a nice pair of slacks.
And a nice manure spreader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.